A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery for Robert Mittman and Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zeheb Ben Chava, Harabir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, and Reuven Hoffman. We have two subjects we want to speak to you about this week. First, our Hebrew ad campaign is driving some of the leaders of Israel nuts already. It's really picking up steam, and we're going to show you a clip from one of our commercials that we've done, the Hebrew commercial on Aryeh Deri, who is the head of the Shas party. And I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll see why we're driving them nuts. And we're getting thousands of Israeli voters are coming to our videos, and they're very effective. And I think you'll see why we're driving them crazy. And the second subject we want to talk about is the unveiling of Donald Trump's disastrous socialist health care plan. Why Trump care is no better than Obamacare, and in some cases, actually even worse. And you even have Republicans like Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, who said that Trump care in many ways is worse than Obamacare. But anyway, first let's talk about our ads in Hebrew and Israel. You know that JTF has been running an ad campaign to publicize our points of view. And I've given you one example the past couple of weeks because it's really gotten under the skin of this political party in Israel called the Shas party. But it's just one example because we've been running an ad campaign with about a dozen different videos that we've done. But we're going to talk to you about just one in this case that we've spoken about in the past couple of weeks, and we're going to show you a clip from it. First of all, let's tell you who the Shas party is. The Shas party is a party that claims to be religious, claims to be Mizrahim, claim to be Mizrahim or Sfaradim. They claim to be of Oriental or Eastern origin. In other words, Jews from Arab and Muslim countries who generally are supposed to be right-wing. And this party had as many as 17 seats in the Knesset. There are 120 seats in the Knesset, the Israeli parliament. They got 17 out of the 120 seats in an election that was held years ago. Now they're down to 7 or 8 seats. Now they've lost a lot of their strength, and we want to make sure they lose much more. During the last campaign for the Knesset, Aryeh Deri, the head of the party, wanted to show how he was so hurt by the death of their spiritual leader, Harav Ovadia Yosef, Maran, they call him, Maran, the spiritual leader of Shas. And so you see him on the video, you see him in the commercials, the television commercials they ran, crying, going, Bibi Dai Dai Dai, Bibi Dai Dai Dai, Ovadia, Bibi Dai Dai Dai. And that's literally what he does. I mean, you know, and crying, and you see tears, and you see his eyes are all red, and he has tears. We learned after the election, from one of the people who was in the studio who filmed the whole thing, that he used an onion to make himself cry. He couldn't cry. He in fact said, the tears don't come out. I'm not crying. The tears don't come out. He doesn't cry. He's a complete corrupt, phony fraud. He sat in prison 3 years, this guy, Aryeh Deri. He sat in prison for 3 years on corruption charges for stealing money and taking bribes as Interior Minister of Israel. So guess what? He's the Interior Minister again. He got out of prison. Once again, he's the Interior Minister. That's how things work in Israel. He and his party are also the ones that have kept me out of Israel all these years. They've kept me out, and I think they may regret having kept me out because now I'm doing more damage to them from America than they would have ever dreamed possible right now. But anyway, we did a commercial showing how he used the onion how Aryeh Deri used this onion to pretend that he's crying over the death of Harav Ovadia, Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, that he claims to be crying over. We show how he uses the onion. He puts parts, not the onion itself, but he puts juice from the onion on his eyes to make himself cry, and he makes himself cry in the end with the use of an onion. We show this, and we've already got, I mean, we're getting thousands of views. We have two different videos out on this. We already have thousands of views for the videos, and the Shas people are responding, "How dare you? Who are you to do this? How dare you?" But the majority of Israelis don't like the Shas party. They have enough supporters, enough idiots that vote for them so that they get 7 or 8 seats out of the 120 seats. But the vast majority of Israelis don't like them because he's corrupt, he's slimy, he's an extreme leftist, he supported the Oslo agreements, he supported surrendering Jewish land. They were the only so-called religious party to support the Oslo agreements where Israel gave land to the PLO Nazi terrorist Yasser Arafat and invited 80,000 armed terrorists into Israel. He supported all of this. He's an extreme left piece of garbage. He doesn't run that way. In the election, he pretends to be a right winger. But when the minute he gets in, he supports extreme left policies. And so he's not liked. He is not liked by the vast majority of Israelis. So the vast majority of Israelis are coming to the video and they're agreeing with us. But his supporters are enraged. "How dare you? Who are you to do this? How dare you? How dare you do this?" Anyway, here's a clip from the video. Here he is using the onion in the studio to get himself to cry. And look how ridiculous it is. I mean, it's unbelievable. Just watch this, and then you'll see a clip. Then you'll see a clip of our commercial come on, and you'll see how we handle it. Watch this.
מה עושים? ממש כמו בהוליווד נשלפים עזרים טקטיים, ומישהו מגיש לדרי בצל.
בבקשה, בבקשה, רבי יוריה.
לא רואה כבר בעיניים, לא רואה בעיניים.
בעזרת השם, אחר אתה תראה את האור הגדול, מבטיח לך. בשם השם, בעזרת השם, אתה תראה את זה.
הבצל כבר לא חריב, כבר לא רפיצתי אותנו.
תלחץ עליו.
הרב אריה, אל תתנדנד.
בדיוק.
ברוכים הבאים לתנועת כוח משימה יהודי, שמי חיים בן פסח. סרטון זה מוקדש לרפואה שלמה לרוברט מיטמן ושארן מיטמן. אריה דרי, שר הפנים כביכול, המושחת הזה, שישב בכלא כי הוא גנב, כי הוא מלוכלך. Okay, and here you see me basically explaining in Hebrew the history of Aryeh Deri, his corruption and how he went to prison for stealing money. I call him a thief, which he is. He's a convicted thief. He's a convicted con man and thief. And he went to prison for that. And I explain how evil he is, and I explain what an extreme leftist he is, and how his support for the Oslo agreements led to the murder of 1,800 Jewish men, women, and children. I explain all of that, how it's an extreme left-wing party. And then We show how phony he is with the onion. How even when he claims to be crying over Harav Ovadia, all that is completely phony, completely fake. He's the interior minister now. He's keeping me out of Israel right now. And I could tell you, he has seen the video, and his supporters have seen the video, and they're furious with me. But, you know, what are they going to do? Listen, they kicked me out of Israel. They threw me out of Israel. I don't know, if I was in Israel, they'd probably try to drum up some charges against me, you know, because as the interior minister, he's in charge of the police in Israel. Imagine this convicted thief is in charge of the police in Israel. That shows you the state of the law in Israel. A convicted thief is in charge of all the police and law enforcement in Israel. Interior minister is in charge of all law enforcement in Israel. Anyway, So this is just an example. This is one out of about a dozen ads that we're running right now. This is one out of a dozen. And we're getting a lot. As I told you last week, over 600,000 people have been exposed to the ads. Not all of them have clicked on the ads and have watched the videos. I think to date, over 16,000 people have clicked on the ads and actually watched our videos. Over 16,000 people have done that. But over 600,000 people have been exposed to the ads, have seen the ads. So even if they don't click on the video, they're seeing the ad. It's like seeing a headline. You know, people see headlines, they're influenced by that. Even if they don't read the whole article, even if they don't go into all the details and watch the whole video, they still see the headline, and they're seeing these headlines. There are hundreds of thousands of Israeli Jews now are seeing headlines that we're giving them with explaining our point of view. So that can only, that can hurt, and it can only help. And as I've mentioned on other programs, I'm meeting Israelis here who are recognizing, who are stopping me in the middle of the street and saying, "You're Chaim ben Pesach. I know you. You're Chaim ben Pesach." You know, they're beginning to know who we are because of this advertising campaign. The more people we reach, the better, and the more we can do damage to phony Arafat supporting Judenrat frauds like Aryeh Deri. When you support us, you're supporting the one group that really takes on all the establishment frauds and liars that have betrayed the Jewish people, and that really offers the Jewish people an alternative, a true alternative that would save Jews and that would create would turn Israel into the Garden of Eden. Instead of Israel being a hellish place where there's terrorism and stabbings and murders and anti-Jewish propaganda and self-hating Jewish propaganda all the time, and good Jews are thrown out of their homes, you would have an Israel that would be like paradise on earth. So we need your help. If you like what you're seeing here, and if you like seeing this, and if you want to give a message to politicians like this, and again, this is just one out of, we're doing the same thing to Netanyahu and Naftali Bennett and all the other phony right politicians that are throwing Jews out of their homes and that are freezing Jewish building. And we're putting the pressure on. We're putting the pressure. Finally, there's someone really putting the pressure on them. It's not enough. It's not enough to get them to completely change their policies, because the pressure from the other side, from the Supreme Court and from the Israeli news media and from Trump, Donald Trump, who's pressuring Israel all the time. Trump has just sent Jason Greenblatt, his Judenrat advisor with a kippah. This is a Judenrat advisor, wears a kippah, Jason Greenblatt. He just sent him to Israel to demand that Israel not build any settlements. So that pressure is much stronger than our pressure. But our pressure is beginning to build from the other end. At least there is some counter pressure. And we're beginning to build pressure from the other end. And you already see politicians responding to that. You see politicians already doing things in response to what we're doing. I'm telling you, we're beginning to have an effect. Is it the effect that we really want to completely change things? No, of course not, because we don't have enough money and we don't have enough power to do that right now. But the politicians know about us already, and it does bother them, and it is counter pressure, and it's something, at least it's something. And the more we do, the more people we reach, and the stronger we get, the more chance Israel has to avoid tragedy and disaster, the more chance that the Israeli people will finally wake up and get out of this disaster. So let's work together as a team, and help us, and let's fight together. We need your financial support. We need you to help promote our videos. We need you to help promote our main pages. We need your help to make this successful. I just wanted you to see that because I think it's a pretty exciting development. Things are starting to move. I don't know if it'll be fast enough, but things are starting to move. Donald Trump. We told you that he is going to be just as bad as any left-wing Democrat, because all his life he has been a left-wing Democrat and has given millions of dollars to left-wing Democrats his whole life. He gave $500,000 to the Clinton Foundation and to the Clintons. So this is a guy who always was a left-wing Democrat. And now he's president. And the first really big thing that he's done, I'm not talking about signing travel orders that affect several hundred people visiting the United States and the big brouhaha in the media over that. Those are all phony issues. And he hasn't been effective even in doing that. The courts have stopped him, and he's been, it's just been chaotic and catastrophic from day one. But the really first, really big, important historic thing that he has to propose is replacing and is repealing and replacing Obamacare. That's the really, the first really big thing that he's taking on. All these other things are cosmetic things that don't have a real big impact on a country of 350 million people like the United States of America. I don't know if it's 330 million, 350 million, but the United States of America, the things that, that Trump has been doing with all his executive orders and all the other, that's all very minor stuff in the context of a country the size of the United States with the power of the United States is the world's last remaining superpower. But replacing but repealing and replacing Obamacare, that is a huge historic step, and he promised to do it along with all the other Republicans running. And so what does he propose? He proposes Trump Care. And Trump Care is just as bad as Obamacare, and as Senator Tom Cotton, a conservative Republican senator from Arkansas, said, it's worse than Obamacare. In many respects, it's worse. It will actually cause more damage and hurt people more than Obamacare has. This is what Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas said. And of course, conservative groups and conservative leaders have come out against it because it's pure socialism. Here's what his plan does. His plan claims to give tax credits to people so that they could purchase health insurance. They're not tax credits. They are for people who don't pay taxes, which is half the American people don't pay any taxes. Half of Americans do not pay any taxes. Okay? And so for those people, these aren't going to be tax credits. These are going to be welfare payments. The federal government's going to be writing out checks and sending checks to people, giving them like welfare checks and saying, here's for your health care. Here's a $5,000 check. Here's $4,000. You have a family. You got $8,000. Here's $16,000. First of all, the cost is going to be enormous. But it is a new entitlement program, a brand new socialist entitlement program. This will absolutely push America ever closer to the days when America will face bankruptcy. This is insanity. This is what America needs now? With $17 trillion in debt, we're going to have another entitlement program? Handing out money to every American citizen for health care? Having the federal government, and this, you know, money doesn't come for free. Who's paying for this? You who pay taxes, you're going to be paying for this. And businesses are going to be taxed for this. Even though he says he's going to lower business tax. Baloney. Somebody's going to have to pay for this. We're all going to pay for this. We're going to pay for it through higher taxes. We're going to pay for it through higher prices at the store and higher prices everywhere else. We're going to pay for this and pay for this in the worst way possible. There is no free lunch. Government programs and government handouts are bad, are terrible. Obamacare should be repealed, and people should not be getting government handouts to pay for their health insurance. People should get a job. And on the job, they get health insurance from the job. Or they can form private associations together. Citizens should get together and form private associations and pool their resources and get insurance companies to insure them in the private sector. That's what should be done with competition. But having the federal government step in and hand out checks to everybody? I mean, this is unbelievable. George McGovern once proposed this in 1972. He said he was going to give a $1,000 check to every American. $1,000 to every American. You know, that's one of the reasons why he lost in the biggest landslide in American history until then. He lost 49 out of the 50 states because of that. Richard Nixon, the Republican then, who was no conservative, wasn't a real conservative either, was another phony. Richard Nixon attacked him on that, and 49 out of the 50 states voted against McGovern in the 1972 presidential election because of that. Now you got Donald Trump proposing this McGovern proposal, and then some. And he's giving people, and in the end, his program will give people fewer choices even than Obamacare. Obamacare, of course, is terrible. It should be completely repealed. But Trump's program will give people even fewer choices than Obamacare, and it will be more expensive, and in many cases, worse. when are people going to learn? The other big thing he wants to propose is a $1 trillion infrastructure bill to rebuild roads and highways. Federal government is supposed to be doing that? Taxpayers on the federal level are supposed to be paying for that? That's not the job of the federal government. And when the federal government steps in to do something that's supposed to be done by the local authorities or by local communities, it's always much less efficient. It's always worse. Federal government is not efficient. The federal government is a disaster. So he wants to spend huge amounts of money with new entitlement programs and a socialist health care plan. Let's hope that conservative groups, we're, of course, I've spoken to some people in conservative groups, and let's hope that this thing can be stopped, because it will be absolutely disastrous. The only thing that should be done is Obamacare should be repealed, and there should be a free market, complete free market approach to health care. That will reduce costs. That will create competition. That will be better. It'll be better for the economy. It'll be better for health care. It'll be better in every respect. You know, when we were warning you that we should support Ted Cruz over Donald Trump, people were saying, well, you can't support Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, lying Ted, he said. He said he's part of the establishment, lying Ted. Ted Cruz was never part of the establishment, is not part of the establishment. He actually would have fought against this. He would have come up with good programs. Trump's proposals and programs are a catastrophe for American workers. They're a catastrophe for the very people who voted for him. And we told you so. We warned you. We'll continue to monitor what he's doing, but so far, if 50 plus days that he's been in office, you think America is going in the right direction? Do you even know what direction America's going in? Do you have any idea what your leader, your president, who you so love, is doing? Do you have any idea? If you agree that the time has come for the truth to be told, the time has come for JTF's message to reach more people, as many people as possible, especially in Israel where we're having an impact. We're beginning to have an impact now. If you agree the time has come, then join with us. Let's work together as a team so that we can make a difference. We need your financial support as generously as possible. We're the group to support if you really love Israel and care about Israel. We're the group that's getting the message out against surrender of land, to build Jewish settlements. We're the group that defends all the right causes and never compromises. And we're reaching the people of Israel with that message. If you really love Israel, we're the group to support. We're the group to help. So let's work together as a team, and God willing, together, we can change history. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.